Praise the Lord. From wherever you're watching us from, receive our greetings in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. As we approach a very crucial time of this service, let us pray. Heavenly Father, here we are again in your presence. As you have responded to your call, the call to worship, the call to praise, but the call to listen to you. We invite you, Holy Spirit, to move in our midst and to reveal to us the will of the Father, so as we may live a pleasing life to God. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. We are glad at this very hour the Lord has given us, as the Bible says, this is a day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This morning, the Lord has decided to give us the opportunity to share about a very interesting topic. And this topic is all about prayer, a weapon of the Christian. Prayer, a weapon of the Christian. And we will have some text that we'll read from the scriptures. The very first one we are going to read is from Daniel chapter 6, verse 5 to 11. The second one is Acts of Apostles, chapter 16, verse 13 to 31. The third one, Ephesians, chapter 6, verse 10 to 13. And the others, we can just state them because of time. So let us read in the name of the Lord from Daniel, chapter 6, 5 to 11. They said to one another, "We are not going to find anything of which to accuse Daniel unless it is something in connection with his religion." So they went to see the king and said, "King Darius, may your majesty live forever. All of us who administer your empire, the supervisors, the governors, the lieutenant governors, and the other officials, have agreed that your majesty should issue another an order and enforce it strictly. Give orders that for 30 days no one be permitted to request anything from any god or from any human being except from your majesty. Anyone who violates this order is to be thrown into a pit filled with lions. So let your majesty issue this order and sign it, and it will be in force, a law of the Medes and the Persians which cannot be changed." And so King Darius signed the order. When Daniel learned that the order has been signed, he went home. In an upstairs room of his house, there were windows that faced towards Jerusalem. There, just as he had always done, he knelt down at the open windows and prayed to God three times a day. That's the first reading. The second reading is from Acts of Apostles, chapter 16. We read from verse 16, and I'll just choose some verses. One day, as we were going to the places of prayer, we were met by a young servant woman who had an evil spirit that enabled her to predict the future. She earned a lot of money for her owners by telling fortunes. We'll quickly jump to verse 25. About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the other prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly, there was a violent earthquake which shook the prison to its foundations. At once, all the doors opened and the chains fell off all the prisoners. Amen. So, from these two portions of the scriptures, we are going to learn from the Lord about prayer as a weapon of the Christians. So a Christian cannot refer to prayer as a weapon without referring to his master, Jesus Christ. The Bible says that Jesus Christ, right after he was baptized, the Holy Spirit took him into the desert and he went there to pray and fast for 40 days and 40 nights. Why would a Christian get prayer as his weapon? It's because our Master Jesus Christ himself considered and used prayer as a weapon. He went into the desert before beginning the mission for which he was sent into this world. And we can see after that, there were things that happened in the mission field of Jesus Christ. The Bible says that miracles happened and so many other things happened because Jesus Christ began his mission in prayer. So brothers and sisters, we are in a context at this very hour in a whole world where we need to use a very efficient weapon like prayer. At this very moment, the world is going through a complex situation where most of the activities are greatly affected. All aspects of our daily life are touched by the COVID-19 pandemic to an extent that we all asking questions on when and how will this pandemic end. And so far, we know that there is no proper cure. The whole world is desperate to get out of this critical time of the history. So, in this context, we are in need of something we can do about the situation we are going through all around the world. And my desire is that at the end of this sermon, everyone might take a resolution to live a prayerful life. So from the text we read and the others, we thought of Daniel, who was a Jew in deportation, and that was in Babylon. Babylon wasn't a Christian country, it was a pagan country. And in that country, it came a time where the king issued an order that everyone serving in the kingdom must bow down and worship him. And that was for a period of 30 days. The Bible says that the colleagues of Daniel, it means governors and other people who were serving, they plotted against him. And they knew that the only way to get Daniel was to trap him through his faith, because they knew Daniel was a Christian. So it came a time when Daniel heard of the decree of the king. The Bible says that Daniel took a time. Daniel understood that there is a battle going on all around him. And humanly speaking, Daniel was shocked because the people who came up with that plot, they were his colleagues, they were governors like him, because he had already been appointed among the governors. So the Bible says that Daniel resolved to get into the upper room and began to pray to the mighty God. Why did he choose that for the very first time? The Bible doesn't say that Daniel took a move to go for consultations and negotiations. Daniel decided to move into a prayer moment, and it is said that he took some very particular time. The question we can ask ourselves today is, what attitude have we taken when this situation kept us, captive? Because today the whole world is in a confusing situation. The whole world is in a questioning moment, and we don't know when it will end. What is our attitude? When the world comes up with things that are against our faith, when right circumstances that tend to weaken our relationship with God, what do we do? Do we panic? Do we give in? Because Daniel was in a situation whereby he could panic. He could have given in and say, okay, for me to remain a governor, let me just surrender to what the king is asking for. But Daniel understood the heaviness of the decree of the king, and he went on praying 3 times a day, imploring God's intervention. He knew there was no any other option. In the same book of Daniel, we are told about 3 other Jews who were also captive together with Daniel. And that's 3 people we well know. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These 3 people were also put under trial because they were also asked to bow before a statue that was built by King Nebuchadnezzar. But the Bible says these people refused to bow down before, and that costed them to be thrown into a furnace. So from all this, we are really called to take a certain position, just like did our Master Jesus Christ. In the other text we read, in the Acts of Apostles, the Bible says that there was Paul and Silas, who were Jesus Christ's apostles. These people were courageously preaching the word of God. And we know that was after Pentecost, where the Holy Spirit filled all the apostles. The Bible says that as they were preaching, they met someone who was prophesying. And this was from an evil spirit, so they decided to cast out that spirit. And this costed them the anger of the master of that person. It is said that after that event, they were taken into jail. And into that jail, the Bible says, about midnight, they were praying and singing hymns to God. And the other prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly there was a violent earthquake which shook the prison to its foundations. At once all the doors opened and the chains fell all of the prisoners. The word of God teaches us this from this text. Number 1. From fervent prayer we can shake situations in our lives. Brothers and sisters, when you are going through hard things, when you are going through tough situations, we need to get into a prayerful life, because prayer can shake situations in our lives. The same way the Bible says that the foundations of the prison were shaken and the chains that were bounding the apostles were all cut off. And this is what the Bible says. Prayer can change the course of things in all happening around us. If we really use prayer as a weapon, things can change around us. If we all decide, all around the universe, to use prayer as a weapon, things will really change. Because the Bible says in Jeremiah 33 verse 3, that if you call upon me, I will listen to you, I will answer you, I will show you great things, the things you never knew before. That's what the Lord says. Through prayer, spiritual chains and bondages are broken. Brothers and sisters, the COVID-19 has come into the world as a surprise. We do not know how we are going to tackle this issue. All the leaders in the world are holding meetings, consultations to see how they can tackle this issue. But so far, a solution is yet to be found. And we pray that the whole world can really resolve to change the way we see this situation. So the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 6, that we need to get our strength from the Lord. And this is what the Lord is expecting us to do. We may look for other solutions, but let us not forget that prayer is a weapon. Prayer is an efficient weapon we need to use. Let us get down to conclude our message. Jesus Christ, one day, was walking with his disciples, and they faced a situation where the Bible says Jesus cursed a fig tree. And after that, the disciples came back and realized that the fig tree was already dry. So a lesson was taught from there. Jesus Christ told them, have faith in God. I assure you that whoever tells this hill to get up and throw itself into the sea and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says will happen, it will be done for him. For this reason, I tell you, when you pray and ask for something, believe that you have received it, and it will be given whatever you ask for. This is what the Word of God says in Mark chapter 10, 22-24. Through prayer, God can move situations that were against us to work in our favor. Brothers and sisters, the COVID-19 pandemic has come as a situation that is working against us. But if we get into fervent prayer, God can really move that situation to work in our favor. When we pray, things that happen in the spiritual can be changed positively, and their manifestation comes to be in our favor in the physical, because the work of prayer is to touch the spiritual first and then comes and manifests in the physical. Prayer is a channel which connects us to God's power store, and that's where we are supposed to fetch, if I can say, allow me the word, to fetch our strength, to recharge ourselves, because prayer is a weapon. But brothers and sisters, there are two things we need to know about prayer. You cannot pray without faith. The Bible says, faith is being sure of the things we hope for, to be certain of the things we cannot see. And no one can please God without faith, for whoever comes to God must have faith that God exists and rewards those who seek Him. You cannot pray if you do not have faith and if you are not a righteous person. Brothers and sisters, these are one of the two main things God requires. As we use prayer as a weapon, we need to have a strong faith. We need to have a firm faith, but we also need to live a righteous life. Because the Bible also says, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and forgive their sin and will heal their land. These are two of the main things God wanted us to learn about the prayer warrior. So brothers and sisters, there is a call, there is a need for the whole world to get to understand, to get to a resolution of praying. Not just any type of prayer, but a prayer as warriors. Let us finish this as we state this fact about prayer as a weapon. William MacDonald said, a battle requires firmness in the usage of weapons. The Christian's weapon are prayer and the Word of God. A Christian must live a life of fervent and perseverant prayer. It's the only way that the devil's fortress are overturned. That's a first fact. The second fact we can learn about prayer is this. Those who have left the deepest impression on this sin-cursed earth have been men and women of prayer. You will find that prayer has been the mighty power that has moved not only God, but man. That is from the evangelist Lyman Moody. He understood that those who really prayed in their lives, they left deepest impression in this sin-cursed world. And Billy Graham also said, to get nations back on their feet, we must first get down on our knees. So brothers and sisters, this is a call. During this pandemic, we need to get back on our knees, and the Lord Almighty shall really lift all the nations up. Brothers and sisters, I believe that the Lord has really blessed you from this sermon, and that you will resolve at this very moment to get into a prayerful life. May the Lord bless you. Amen.